Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Samach Gimel, Avodah Zarah 63b, pagination is 126. We'll start from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. Yosef Rav Nachman Ve'ula Va'avimi Bar Popi, V'Yosef Rav Chia Bar Ami Gabayhu, V'Yasvi V'Komi Bo'iluhu. A list of great scholars that were sitting together, and they had the following question. Sachro, if a non-Jew hires a Jew, lishbar b'yayin nesech, to break the barrels of forbidden wine. The wine is yayin nesech, wine that was used for libation. It became forbidden in a kashrus sense. And now this non-Jew wants to have the barrels broken so that the wine will spill out and be unusable. Mahu, what's the halacha? Can a Jew participate in this activity? And of course, at first glance, it sounds great. We're destroying the Yayin Nesech. That's great. However, mi amrinan, do we say, kevan derotze bikiyumo Asur. The Jew wants the wine to exist so that he can do his job and get paid for it. Odilma, or maybe, kolumi ute tifla shaper dami. Anything that will get away the improper stuff is a good thing. He's being hired to be the policeman to destroy the bad thing. That's good. Or again, as the first approach was, Rotza Bikiyumo, he desires that it should exist in order that he should be able to destroy it and get paid. We have this concept in general thought, the difference between the cat and the homeowner. The homeowner would be very happy if there were no mice around. The cat wants the mice so that it could catch them. So is that a good thing or not a good thing? And we have this prohibition of Rotza Bikiyumo, that you desire the thing which is forbidden to exist. We have this concept, I think I mentioned it once, regarding therapy. In certain therapies, the therapist will give a prize, some sort of feedback to the student, when they comply, when they do whatever it is that they're supposed to do. So with certain children, the prize might be something like a Cheerio. And that's the token accolade that the child gets. Problem is that during Pesach, even though the therapist doesn't really care about the Cheerio, and to them it's just an object, and the child is not Jewish, there's no reason not to give them a Cheerio. But the problem is, Rotza Bikiyumo, you're utilizing the chametz at a time when it's prohibited. And indeed, we would look to have the therapist use a different prize, even though the child's not Jewish. But if the therapist is Jewish, then the therapist should not be handling something in their process, which is chametz, forbidden in benefit, which they suddenly are very happy that it exists. So over here we have this question, which is a question that's really a global concept. A fireman, does he, at least in some small part of him, hope for the fire, hope for the excitement, so that he can save the needy people, or he's just there if it should happen? And of course, generally in these professions, we're very respectful and we recognize that they moved into an area where the problem exists regardless. They're looking to solve it. An oncologist, an emergency room doctor, etc. All these people are not hoping for the problem. But the Gemara is exploring this. On some level, this person in our story is hoping that the barrels don't get broken before he gets there, because he might not get paid if they break on their own. He wants the problem to exist so that he can eradicate it. Amar Rav Nachman, one line up, Yishbar, let him take the job, let him break it. V'tavo alav bracha, and a blessing will be upon him that he's doing a good thing, and you don't have to go through this soul-searching in a practical sense. Obviously, on a very personal, mussar level, a person would do their soul-searching and make sure that they're not hoping for the problem so that they could have the excitement or the pay or whatever it is that's the reward. But getting rid of the problem is a good thing. Even though this is permitted, I gave an analogy of the Cheerio with the therapist, that concern will stand, because that's not eradicating it, that's desiring its existence. But the other case, we're not going to get too soul-searching on the cat who takes care of the mice, and the firefighter we're very happy with, and so it goes regarding this Jew who was hired to get rid of the Yayin Nesach. You might be wondering why this non-Jew is getting rid of Yayin Nesach, why he's hiring a Jew to destroy it. One case, among many possibilities, might be what we're going to encounter on the very next page, a case of a non-Jew who is doing tshuva on the idol worship which he was involved with. We even have a case of Daite La'ag Yure. The person wants to convert, and he's certainly trying to nullify it. Had it been an Avodah Zara, he might be able to nullify it and actually continue to gain benefit from its value. In the case of Yayin Nesach, it's a kashrus change of status, and it has to be destroyed. The Gemara continues by drawing a parallel regarding the destruction of kilayim, forbidden planting mixtures, seeds of grain together with a vineyard. Ein odin ima ovde kochavim bekilayim. You can't hoe with him. That's making the produce grow better. Aval okrim imo, but you could uproot the bad things, the things that aren't supposed to be there, kidei lema'utei asatifla, to diminish the improper situation. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Seif Zayin, Yisrael, if you have a Jew, Shesachra Ovei Kochavim, L'shaber Lochavish Hayayin Esech, who got hired by a non-Jew to break a barrel of Yayin Esech, even though he desires that it exist, it shouldn't break on its own. He wants to be the one to break it, so that he can get paid. His wage is permitted. He's not considered getting benefit from forbidden things. As our Gemara said, may a blessing come upon him, mipnei shememayit betifla, because he is diminishing that which is improper, that which is avera oriented. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.